Let's discuss the feast and famine cycle. You know, where one moment you experience abundance and the next, it feels like you're struggling to pay your bills. I want to help you break from this cycle and step into financial peace. Today's topic is crucial because oscillating between feast and famine affects not only your financial stability, but also your mental and emotional well-being if you're not prepared for it. As a steward of God's resources, it's essential for us to learn how to manage our emotion and our finance wisely in every season of our life. So, if you're ready to break free from the feast and famine cycle and discover three essential takeaways to do that, then listen to today's episode. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. You may relate to this story. Have you been running your business for a few years now? It's not yet where you want it to be, but you keep learning and growing. You have months where you're making good money, but then you hit a dry spell that lasts longer than expected. You start scrambling to cover your expenses and worrying about where the next paycheck will come from. You start questioning whether the business is God's will for your life. Is it what you should be doing? Then scarcity starts showing up. That famine cycle leaves you feeling stressed, anxious, and affect your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So how do we break free from this cycle? I've noticed that when you start experiencing a zero income month or a low month, you spiral into negative self-talk and get stuck into inaction and overthinking. Maybe you start thinking, I must have done something wrong. I need to change my product suite. Maybe my offer are too high and nobody can afford it. My earlier success may have been a fluke. I can't succeed. This is just for others, not for me. Am I in your head right now? So, to break the cycle, the first step is to get out of your head and stop the negative self-talk. Often, you are the reason the dry month lasts longer. It's because of your inaction, your scarcity, and your doubt. We all need to realize that there is no such thing as consistent income as a Christian female entrepreneur. What I mean by that is you have a lot of promotions saying earn a 10K month or a 5K month, but it doesn't mean that every month this is what you're going to have. You're going to fluctuate between those levels. And sometimes you will have zero or very low. You have ups and downs. And the more money you make, the bigger the wave will be. Now, when you get into your head, your inaction, your limiting belief about what the situation means, often is the reason why you are causing the low months to prolong. That limiting belief about yourself, about is it God's will for me to do what I'm doing? Am I doing something wrong? Is keeping you stuck and paralyzed in overthinking and inaction. And that's the reason why you are not earning any income. When you have a low month and when it happens, instead of getting into a spiral of negative self-talk, accept that simple truth. Your revenue is variable and that's normal. So don't worry about it or don't get startled by it. But instead, keep serving your clients with love and excellence and keep giving value. Keep working on your product, on yourself, so you can grow and improve your skill and keep doing the activity that will help you earn money. It's really as simple as that. But the hardest thing is first to stabilize your mind. Because if you are on what I call panic mode, your emotional brain is what's taking over. And because it doesn't feel safe, it's not doing anything logical that you know you should be doing to move past those blocks and take positive action toward changing the situation. You are focusing on the problem and on maybe you doing something wrong instead of continuing the work and looking at possible solution if you think that maybe your product is not as good as you think it is, right? But you gotta get out of your head and look at the situation without making it mean that you are failing because you just have one low month or it's a little bit longer than you were expected. Stop making it mean something negative that probably had nothing to do with the situation, and stop doubting also that this is what you're called to do. In prayer, ask God for guidance, for clarification, for wisdom and discernment on what's going on, but keep showing up for your business and for the people who are praying to work with you. So that was step number one. Secondly, if you want to break the feast and famine cycle, you need to know your break-even number. Understanding your business expenses and knowing exactly how much you need to cover to pay your bills each month will give you a clear financial target to aim for. This number will empower you to make informed decisions about your business and personal finance, helping you avoid the pitfall of overspending during the feast season. It's very common to see you going into your bank account when you earn a lot of money and paying yourself more, and all of a sudden you have a low month and you're struggling to pay for your bills and for yourself because now you don't have enough money in the bank account. So your break-even number is simply how much do you need to pay for your bills each month on average, and how much have you decided you would like to pay yourself each month as well. And when you start, it can be a small amount because you want to reinvest things into the business to help it grow. But it's important for us to know those figures. And a little bonus here, when I work with my clients, because we are diving deep into their personal finance, we are looking at what is the owner pay that they actually need in order to pay for their lifestyle or for their dreams. We look at their personal finance number to understand what is the big goals and revenue the business need to generate in order to pay for the business bills, but also give them an income each and every month that will help them pay for their personal bills, for their goals and their lifestyle. Knowing your number is key in personal finance and in your business. And you will know very quickly if you are profitable when you know your break-even number without having to go into your QuickBooks or your spreadsheets. Because you will know that, okay, let's say that you need as a break-even number $5,000, where you will have $2,000 to pay for your bills and expenses in your business and $3,000 that you will pay yourself. When you get a few clients and you are over the $5,000, you already know I'm profitable and I can pay myself and my bills. So it gives you that sense of peace when you actually know your numbers. That's why I always talk about learn to have fun tracking your finance. So it will really give you so much more awareness of what's going on, where your money is going, and what you can actually do with it to make it work for you instead of against you. And the third things you gotta do to break free from that feast and famine cycle is you need to create a habit of saving. Saving is a habit all entrepreneurs need to master. You need to save each month for your taxes and for your business and your owner pay. You need to have a buffer in place so you can ride the up and down of your cash flow and create a sense of consistency, which will break the feast and famine cycle in your business, but also in your personal finance. So what I mean by that is that, let's say again, we have that $5,000 as your break-even number. Anything you will earn during that month that is over that will go towards saving for your taxes and for your buffer. So when you earn less, you'll be able to go back into your saving and then put it into your checking account to pay for yourself and to pay for your bills. And then you continue earning so that you make sure you have more money you can save and so forth and so on. And when you get a lower month or 0 months, you don't go crazy in your head panicking because you have created habits to help you navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. So you don't get limiting belief or scarcity show up because you are financially prepared. You see, this year I have had 3 months at different time where I got to a zero, but because I have savings in place, I didn't really care. I was like, oh yeah, that's normal. And I continue doing my work and getting more clients and a higher month to next month. I don't get stuck worrying about, have I done something wrong? I just normalize the fact that there will be ups and downs and it has no impact on my mindset. And this is where I want you to not only work on your habits of saving, but working also on what you make it means when something is not as per planned, you see. So I'm on a journey with you where I'm learning so much about being a business owner, because being a business owner is a totally different skill than managing money. And I'm on a journey there where I'm learning with a coach on how to be better with my marketing. So we're all in this together, learning to grow, to be obedient to God in our calling. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, but this is what it is when we want to do what we really feel we're being called to do. So don't give up. Your saving will really help you pay for your business expense and for yourself when you have a low month, and help you navigate those months without worry or stress. And that's where you find peace, really, which is so important. So with my clients, I help them create fun money habits so that they have the right step, especially in their personal finance. So the money they receive from their business doesn't grow through their fingers, but those habits can also be applied to their business finance. And for that, I always ask them to go to an accountant, someone that can help them create the right system in place so they are ready from the very beginning. They know what they need to do and it's easier for them to scale because they have the right foundation from the get-go. Plus, when you create the habit of saving each month for taxes, there's no more fear come time to pay that bill, you see, because you are now organized and ready for it. So the 3 steps that I just talked about is very important if you want to break free from that feast and famine cycle. And those steps are very simple. Step one is you got to get out of your head by stopping those negative self-talk. Step two is that you need to know your break-even number. And the step three, you need to learn to create the habit of saving each month. Obviously, to do those 3 points that I just shared, you need to have a good relationship with money. Otherwise, you will not be able to look at your numbers, neither create good habits. And if you know you have a problem with that, you need to start shifting your money mindset, because this is one of the most important things you can do if you want to transform your relationship with money and if you want to be able to apply all the strategy you will learn so you can grow your business and you can also learn to manage your finance better. So in summary, to break free from your feast and famine cycle, it requires you to shift your money mindset, to accept that inconsistency is normal. You need to know your break-even number and create a habit of saving. By implementing those 3 strategies, you can navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship with a plan, peace, and unwavering faith in God's provision. So thank you for listening. You take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review. And don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habit, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.